Warlegan by Winston Graham. Read by Oliver Hembrough. The wind was rattling a loose window. As he reached the front door, Aunt Agatha came out of the small drawing room and began tottering across in his direction. He tried to avoid being seen, but although she was nearly stone deaf, her eyesight was sharp enough.
"Why, if it isn't George Warlegan or I'm a dunce. Don't mumble now. People will mumble. 'Tis years since you put foot inside our place, I'll swear. Getting too grand for us, are you?"
George smiled and bowed over the withered hand. "I salute you, old hag. The worms must be tired of waiting. It's not seemly when people rot while they're still above ground."
"Getting too grand for us, I believe," said Agatha,
one trembling claw going to join the other on her stick.
"Look at that waistcoat. I remember you when you was a boy, George. Not hardly bigger'n Geoffrey Charles. Quite overawed you was. Coming here that first time. Different now?"
George smiled and nodded. "There should be a law to poison off old women, ma'am. Or a pillow pressed over the face would not take long. If you were the last of the Poldarks, I'd do it myself. But never fret. Your great-nephews are digging their own graves. It won't be long." A slow bead of water escaped from Aunt Agatha's eye and slid diagonally down one of the furrows on her cheek. This was no sign of emotion. It just happened from time to time.
"You was always Francis's friend, I remember. Never Ross's. What's that you say? Nervous you was that first time, and hardly fledged. And Charles saying, 'What's the boy brought home from school with him now?' Well, times has changed. I mind the years when you couldn't have ridden over from Truro in all that fallallery without being turned heel over tip by some footpad or needy tinner. Have you seen Francis?"
"I've seen Elizabeth," said George, bowing again. "You remind me of forgotten things, old woman. Die soon, won't you, and be forgotten yourself."
"Goodbye," said Aunt Agatha. "Come again and stop to supper. We're uncommon short of company these days."